Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
A Gillette teenager faces adult charges in connection with two violent home invasions in mid-November. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. 17-year-old Jordan Turner and 18-year-old Joshua Aguilar are accused of targeting homes and assaulting multiple teens. Turner is charged as an adult with two counts of aggravated burglary, three counts of aggravated assault, and three counts of breach of peace. Aguilar faces conspiracy charges and four counts of battery. Gillette News Record reported the incidents occurred on November 15th and 16th, with Turner allegedly using a handgun, later identified as a CO2-powered airsoft gun, to threaten and assault victims. Court documents describe Turner pistol-whipping one teen and assaulting others during the invasions. Campbell County deputies reported that six teens suffered injuries, including head wounds. Turner's bond is set at $750,000 cash only, and two juvenile suspects are also expected to face charges. Authorities arrested Aguilar at work while Turner surrendered after traveling to Colorado. Investigations are ongoing with hearings scheduled into early January. Trump suggests jail for January 6 committee members, including Liz Cheney, sparks controversy. Former President Donald Trump has stirred controversy with comments about potential legal actions against Wyoming's Liz Cheney and the January 6 committee. Cowboy State Daily reported in a recent interview on Meet the Press, Trump said members of the committee that investigated the Capitol riot, including former Congresswoman Liz Cheney, should go to jail for their actions. Cheney, who was vice chair of the committee, has called his comments a direct attack on the rule of law. Trump clarified that he would not personally direct investigations, leaving it to his appointees, including nominees Pam Bondi for Attorney General and Kash Patel for FBI Director. Critics, including legal experts and former Wyoming House Speaker Eli Bebout, suggest pursuing such cases could backfire politically. Trump also reiterated plans to pardon most January 6 defendants and said he'd prioritize national issues over retribution. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.